Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. I don't recommend tools I don't use, guys, and this one is good enough that even Open Source Me is using it for one of his projects instead of my trusty old wiki. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 756.
Today we hear from Tim, who asks,
I am now the supreme dictator of my books. That is, I have gotten to the point of dictating over 100 words each minute. My drafts are super sloppy, though. Any tips on keeping from getting tripped up while speaking extemporaneously or storytelling via dictation?
Yeah, now I gotta preface this by saying that I don't dictate my stories, because I have been typing my stories since before I could write cursive. And I simply, at this point, unless I get crippling hand problems, I simply am not interested in doing the work it takes to rewire that circuit of my brain. But you may have noticed that I'm pretty good extemporaneously talking about non-fictional topics, and that's because I spent a lot of time debating and arguing in my whole... You wouldn't guess, listening to me, that I am a bit of an argumentative curmudgeon, but I am. And I've spent a lot of time honing those skills, so I can dictate nonfiction like the dog's balls. Not nonfiction about the dog's balls, just nonfiction. It's a British expression, never mind. But I'm going to assume that since most skills in similar domains or in analogous domains are transferable, that what I've learned about dictating nonfiction is transferable to the world of fiction. So you may want to join Toastmasters, or a improv society, or anything that forces you to speak, or a debating team, anything that forces you to speak extemporaneously with a high degree of coherence. This will be good for you in a number of ways. First of all, you'll learn to inflect your speech and pace your speech and give a rhythm to your speech the way you might want to punctuate it if you were typing. And so that's bidirectional transferability. The other thing is, it will allow you to form extremely complex thoughts, with a little practice, extremely complex thoughts off the top of your head, with dependent clauses and backward referential and doing long sentences, which are a bit of a lost art these days, and can come in really handy for pace control in a book. It will allow you to do all of these things in a single fluid thought. Like, for example, I did not edit that previous sentence at all. And if you typed it out, it would be completely coherent. I did not plan it. I did not edit it in post. It is exactly as I recorded it. You're able to do these kinds of things when you have a lot of practice speaking out loud extemporaneously in a structured manner. So what I would advise you to do, and you're already doing some of it because you have a podcast where you speak extemporaneously and you're in conversations with people a lot, but get yourself in a position where you are forced to do this beyond your comfort level so that you have to grow into it. Toastmasters is a good place to do it, not because they force you to speak extemporaneously, although you can do that there, but because you are up in front of people, you're having to fight through the brain fog of the stage fright and get to the point where you can move around, and frequently you'll memorize either a speech or an outline and work from that. Which brings me to the other two pieces that will really help for dictation. First is diction. I'm a bit sloppy about this on this podcast because I tend to like to do this when I'm really relaxed so the thoughts will flow. But if I put the slightest bit of thought into it, I can sharpen up my diction quite well so that it will be catchable by any dictation program on the market with a very low error rate. Dictation programs are fairly unforgiving of sloppy diction, so if you can sharpen your diction even a little bit, that will reduce your error rate in a dictation program quite a lot. The other thing you can do that will really help, believe it or not, is memorize some famous speeches, some good long-form poetry, some passages from books, so that you can recite them from memory. Being able to recite from memory, it's not obvious the mechanism by which this happens. Perhaps it develops confidence, I'm not really sure. But the skills you learn when you memorize something for performance and you recite it and you stick it deep in your soul, they're incredibly transferable to fiction writing, to speaking extemporaneously. Perhaps it has something to do with imbibing on a deep level the structure of thought. But whatever it is, it really does help. So working to be able to recite things from memory that are well-structured language has all sorts of secondary and tertiary knock-on effects that are supremely useful for a creative person. And one of them is that it enhances the ability to speak coherently in an extemporaneous fashion. So that's what I got. Hope it works well for you. Not too well, though, or you're going to start really blowing by me even more than you already are, grumble, grumble, grumble. Seriously, it's very cool that you have found a way to make this work for you, and I hope these help enhance all of it. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.